I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there a story you always tell and people go, nah, that's not true? Or they roll your eyes or roll their eyes. It'd be weird if they rolled your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
New Country 99.5 The Wolf. Good morning. We're the Merry Morning Show, Nick and Kristen. And Kristen threw this up on Facebook yesterday just to see what she could get.
Yeah, it was interesting because I know a lot of people have been cleaning around their house and maybe uncovering some things from their past. And
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I did that. And one of the things I found was a bunch of my medals and ribbons that I won in swimming tournaments.
Aw.
And people, if you were to look at me, would not necessarily think that I was athletic.
Why? Because you're short?
Because I'm fat and I have asthma. No, I'm not the ideal athlete. Like, I'm a little chubby. I got an extra couple pounds on me. But when I was younger, I was actually in the Olympic swimming program. So they picked me out of a group of hundreds of kids.
Wow.
And me and like four other kids were chosen to go into this program. I would have to get up at like 5 in the morning. I'd have to swim before school.
Ugh.
And I was in 8th grade. And then after school, I'd have to swim until about 7 o'clock at night.
That's like the worst grade to like have to wake up earlier than you normally do. Ew.
It was just to get like the practice in.
Yeah.
And it was like really intense, and we were on track to, you know, possibly participate in the games when I was old enough.
Oh my God.
And then on the weekends I was spent in swimming tournaments.
Yeah,
which
like
I
you
did
have
well
to dedicate these guys dedicate their lives to
you
this.
You dedicate your entire life to it.
Yeah.
And in eighth grade I wasn't prepared to do that, so I ended up dropping out of the program. But
yeah.
A lot of the people I know went on to do really well. So
wow.
What is something about you that's a true fact that maybe people wouldn't believe about you?
503-733-WOLF. What you got?
So when I was very young, I got my mom in trouble with the Secret Service.
What did you do?
This was when President Nixon was going by in a motorcade, and I took my pacifier and threw it and hit him in the face.
What? That's amazing.
Wait, how old were you?
I was very young.
Yeah, old, well, like, hopefully
pacifier,
not.
Pacifier, like, you're not, like, 10 months. You don't have that gun at 10 months.
Yeah, so 3, 4?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
And so, like, what happened when the Secret Service came over and asked, like, was that a lethal?
They came over, they separated her from everybody else, started questioning her, and she's trying to explain it wasn't me, it was him.
Hmm, I like how she throws him under the bus immediately.
She
like,
ripped it out of your mouth and threw it at him.
It was this 3-year-old. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. New Country 99.5 The Wolf, 503-733-WOLF. Do you have a story that just is so unbelievable nobody ever believes you when you tell it?
I can't wait to hear them.
I don't think people believe how crazy the last month has been for me, and I know that it has been for everybody, but in the last month, I fell down the stairs and broke my back.
Oh.
I got fired from my job. I have moved now twice, which I know sounds ridiculous, and I have a really awful medical procedure that is coming up that I'm kind of dreading. So it seems unreal that much crap could happen in a month, but guess what? Here we are.
Wow. And on top of that, like, we're all quarantined.
Yeah.
You've got all these other things going on that you have to worry about, and you're like, I'm just trying to get my life together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wish I would have been quarantined at the beginning of the month. Maybe then I wouldn't have fell down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you poor thing.
Yeah, it's been rough.
So what is a story that is absolutely true, but no one would believe you when you told them? New Country 99.5 The Wolf. Hey, we're Nick and Kristen.
So Susan from Portland wrote in on Facebook. She said, my dad used to paint with the senior, Mr. Powell of Powell's Books.
Wow.
And then he asked my dad about going into the bookstore business with him. My dad thought it was silly and said no, and we've been joking thinking about it ever since.
I'm saying one of these days, one of my things is going to pan out like that. I know. I'm thinking of opening a giant bookstore. 5 levels. 10 levels.
Books is as far as the eye can see.
It's like, you know, we got the internet. It's like, no, books from here to the ceiling. I don't think so. I'm going to, like, that sounds like something I would come up with.
Yeah.
And have no backup and know how to do it. And then one day it's going to happen. And yeah. People are like, totally should have invested in Nick stock.
Becky from Oregon City said, I won the silver medal in ping pong in the 1990 Oregon State Games.
Wow.
That's cool. Pretty cool.
I want to play ping pong. Answer. We were supposed to have a ping pong tournament here at work.
It got canceled.
It got canceled. Like everything else. 503-733-WOLF. Tell us something that's true but sounds fake.
Well, it's my uncle's story, but he said he was driving down the road. It was a summer day. He had the windows down, and one of his passenger side hubcaps came off, flew in through the passenger window, hit him in the head, and then rested on the seat next to him.
Huh. Wow. That is hard to believe.
I'm like, what are the odds of that? But it flies in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but
wow.
But he says it really happened. So.
Huh. The chances happen, I guess.
What are the odds, yeah. You know? Timothy from Portland, this has got to be fake.
Gotta be.
It's gotta be. I know we said what sounds fake but is real, but this has to be fake. He says, no one ever believes this, but I reached the kill screen on Pac-Man, which is level 256, where programming limitations cause the level to be unplayable.
Huh.
There's no way!
Interesting.
There's no way. Who gets through 256 levels of Pac-Man?
I don't know. Some people are really good. I suck at Pac-Man.
I'm like maybe level 5. Like
yeah, maybe. After that,
day.
I'm like, this is hard. Why are these ghosts chasing me?
And to sit there, because there's no like save and come back.
Yeah, oh no.
You gotta be committed.
You gotta have a lot of quarters.
You gotta have a jar next to you or something.
Yeah, something like that. All right, 503-733-WOLF, something that's true that no one believes.
I died twice as a baby.
Whoa.
Really? Okay, so explain.
There is. So I was found with a birth defect called hydrocephalus. It's water on the brain.
Uh-huh.
My parents took me into the hospital. They found it when I was 10 months old. Apparently when I was born, I was completely perfect. But at 10 months old, they found that I had this birth defect, and I had to go in and have multiple brain surgeries within like 3.5 months. I had probably over 10 surgeries.
Oh my God. As a 10 month old?
Yeah.
Wow.
I died twice on the table.
Oh,
that's insane. So,
yeah, I have lots of scars.
People oh, I bet.
What? Yeah, I can't shave my head bald or else I'd look like a Frankenstein.
Oh,
that's sad.
It's tough.
Now that I have a baby, it's even more sad.
I know.
Before, I couldn't visualize that. I was like, oh, well, that sucks. You're fine now, right? But now as a kid, I'm like, oh, poor little Lily.
I know.
Oh, so call us, tell us something that sounds fake, but it's totally true. Your 10-Minute 2 with Tim Taylor is coming up at 7:40 on New Country 99.5 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.